Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said. And you know what that music means? That means that our very own Kathleen Kaiser with Matinee Chat is in the house. And you know what? The Golden Globes are coming. And we have all these events coming up with all the Academy Awards are coming up. And you know what? A lot of people like to have these parties in their house where they all get dressed up like they are actually at the awards. Well, there's no better way to do that than go to Stallone's Formal Wear. You made the right choice when you go to Stallone's personalized service and fit. Best price in St. Louis. You know what? They also have five locations. So no matter where you are, you can find a Stallone's close to you. They have one in Chesterfield, Maryland Heights, Ladue, O'Fallon, and South County. Just go to stallonesformalwear.com and you can find out all the information you need.
And they have suits now.
They do. They have suits. So if you're not, a tux is not appropriate and you need just a suit, you can get one.
And a lot of people are wearing suits for the wedding, too. They're not wearing the tuxes anymore. Sometimes they're a little more casual, or maybe you have some special event. You need a nice suit, but you don't want to go out and spend, you know, $1,000 or whatever. You can just rent it.
Yes,
I think that's cool.
And Candace, the owner of Stallone, she is just a gem. So she's a true, genuine person. And you know, a family business, and you just want to do business with family businesses.
Nothing better than a family business.
Nothing better.
And that was so cute, too. We forgot. We weren't even thinking Mark when he left. It's like his brother's Frank Cusimano, which we know Frank. Frank's awesome. And we're like, oh my gosh, that's right, your brothers. And then we're also like, well, now we can tell.
Yeah.
Now we know. It's all in the family. So, well, Kathleen, we're so glad that you're here with us.
Oh,
want to remind everybody,
we
have two tickets to Chemo's, which we were talking so much. We're going to come up with maybe a movie trivia. We're going to come up with something, maybe something we talked about from the show, but we're going to give a question out. The number is 855-282-TALK. We're going to do that towards the end of the show and win a two gift certificates to be able to go to Chemo's, which you won't want to miss.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to get Gordon. We're going to go down there and see the Metropolitan Square, where the Chemo's is now, before they leave.
I have never been to
Chemo's. You're going to love it. Yeah. That's really a great experience.
And I was thinking that driving in. We have never been there either. Isn't that bizarre?
I've never been because I always work nights, six nights a week. I was working nights. Never had time.
Gordon
to go.
Has been to and seen and witnessed more in the last 2 years of his life than he has in the last 30. Not because of me,
Kelly.
Just because. Because. Well, maybe a little bit.
No, you.
But, you know, and now not working those nights all the time, there's just so many fun things we've been able to do.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been super cool. So, Kathleen, you are in the house with us.
I'm in the house.
What's going on in the movie world?
Everybody's anticipating tomorrow night. Golden Globes,
I was like, hey, here's me.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, is that Saturday? I'm like, this is Saturday.
We're so off on our days. They're messed up. We're lucky we made it here.
I
am feeling better.
Okay. All right.
I think mentally it helps too when you know what's going on and, you know, it's a zillion medicines. I mean, you kind of, that relaxes you.
Yeah, when they're doing tests and you have no answers, that's when you're freaking out.
Yeah.
And you know your heart's doing something weird and then you're like, okay.
Why?
Yeah. Then when you come back and you find out it's just your thyroid, you're like.
And we walk around thinking we're 30 all the time. And so all of a sudden, Gordon's like, you know, I am older. Stuff does start happening. I'm like, stop it.
Well, that's still a better outcome than a lot of outcomes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
And I've been taking thyroid for almost 30 years, so please do what they tell you to do. It's amazing what your thyroid does to your body.
Oh my gosh.
All the millions of things that it does.
And it's amazing that if you have to take it out, you're still good because the medications they give you. I have a friend of mine, Rick, up in Wisconsin. He's
radiated.
Radiation.
He glowed for 3 days.
Take this pill.
Or you're going to rest a little more tomorrow night, and then you're going to watch the Golden Globes. Okay.
Yes,
husband always teases that he does.
I've got football. I've got football to rest with.
Doctor said resume activity, so he thinks he's out of honeydews, but he's not.
Like when I went to the urgent care, and she goes, "Do you need me to write you a note to get you out of it?"
Gordon says,
"Yeah, well, can you get me out of work at home?"
No, I've given him the approval to relax tomorrow night, watch the Golden Globes.
All right.
What I was saying is Jeff does watch that show with me every year because of the Golden Globes and the red carpet and all of that good stuff.
He actually watches it with you. Yeah, I like the outfits.
Did you get what I was saying? Because the girls that are out with all the ladies. Oh,
gotcha. Those girls.
Through that with me. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the movies that I've begged him to watch with me all year long, but no. Yeah, it all has to do with the girls on the red carpet. So whatever it takes to get him to sit next to me, I'll take it.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right.
We're going to talk about movie of the week.
Okay, what is the movie of the week? I bet I know. But you go ahead.
You bet you know?
No, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, on the basis of sex.
What? We're talking about whipped cream again?
No, but you got my attention.
Whipped cream was earlier. Where are we?
No, 2019. Actually, the movie they did show to us the end of the year so that it would be up for awards this coming year, but it didn't pop till yesterday.
That's what's so weird. It's a movie that doesn't even barely have a viewing and it's already up for in the awards.
Well, that's how they do it. That's how the studios do it. They put a lot of stuff in front of us before it hits the movie theaters. But it's definitely a must-see this weekend. Felicity Jones, Armie Hammer. And it's actually the true story of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice. It is actually her story. No, Kelly's fallen asleep already.
Oh, my gosh.
But it is very good. Felicity Jones is incredible as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, you know, and it's really great when it's a true story and you can find out, you know, the woman went to Harvard Law School went in a time in 1950s when they didn't really want women there. You know, they
didn't want women anywhere but the kitchen, actually.
Exactly.
Barefoot and pregnant.
And that premise for the beginning of the film is funny. I mean, to you and I, you know, people who live in, you know, this day and age, and women do whatever women want to do.
And then
to go back to, to go back to, you know, the 1950s where, you know, Sam Waterston plays one of the professors and, you know, he's very condescending. And, you know, and they invite him to a dinner and they ask him without giving too much away, you know, at the beginning of the film, they ask them, why are you here taking a seat that a man could have?
Wow.
You know? It's really intriguing. Like I said, Felicity Jones is incredible playing her part. Armie Hammer is fantastic as well as the supportive husband the whole way through what she wants to do and who she wants to become, besides raising her two beautiful children. You know, I mean, she was ahead of her time and the
so
type
was he.
Of woman that wanted to do it all, and he was willing to support her in everything she wanted to do and be a lawyer too.
That's cool.
So yeah.
Give me a little goosebumpy.
So I think it's a really good, really good story.
Absolutely.
Really good way to start off the new year. So.
And what do we expect for the Golden Globes is tomorrow night? You
tomorrow
said?
Night, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who are you rooting for?
You know what I'm rooting for. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only two movies that I
do we really
gotta
talk about him again.
Yeah, no. Yes. We're hoping Bradley takes home, the Golden Globe. And if he doesn't, I really hope that Rami Malek does. Or Bohemian Rhapsody playing Freddie Mercury.
We did not see that one. We did not see it. We thought we'd wait till DVD.
And it's still in some theaters, so if you can catch it on the theater, it might be really good to do. Because I think that Bohemian Rhapsody is one of those movies, just like you found when you went and saw A Star is Born. Seeing it on the big screen really does make a significant difference.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So,
totally.
We're having issues here, but.
Are we? We have a. Is the phone not working?
The phone died because the outlet strip that I plugged it into was not turned on and I didn't realize it.
My technical man.
Yeah.
So is it plugged in now?
It is, but it's going
to take a
minute. Take
a little second to get back on.
By the time that's on, it's like. Yeah,
so you'll need to write a little thing and let everybody know the phone. We'll see if we can get it back on.
Just let me know.
So if that happens, we should let everybody know that you can put the phone app on your phone, 590, and just hit that button and you'll go right live that way on your phone or, of course, your computer, 590 The Fan, or, of course, always on the dial at 590 AM if you're close enough for that. You know, but if you're in Australia like Michelle, you've got to have the phone app or, of course, Facebook always works as well.
I thought Gordon got out of the seat because he was not going to listen to me talk about Bradley
Cooper. I thought
you
had to go potty. I didn't know
what
happened.
What are we doing here?
No, but it was good timing.
It was good timing. No, he thinks he should win, too.
I think
he and Lady Gaga were phenomenal in it.
Lady Gaga should win.
You know,
as well?
And it's the whole point. I think when you can act well, that's incredible. You know, when you look at a movie like Vice and you see what's the guy who plays the role?
Christian Bale.
Yes, and you see how well he looks like him. But that's the artist and the designer, and that's great that he looks like him. And I'm sure he does a great job. But when you have an actor that literally spent a year or longer learning to play the guitar or to sing or to, I mean, he took that role into major orbit, right, with changing his voice, the whole thing. You know, that is super deserving. And then did a great job at it, right, at that. Right. You know, that's deserving.
I mean, I was sad when he didn't win for American Sniper.
And he was great in that.
And he was incredible in that. I think that what makes this, besides his blue eyes, Gordon, so important for me, that I hope that, you know, he takes home that. I hope that when they announce the Academy Awards, of course, he's up for that. And maybe takes one of those home this year, too. Is the fact that he, like you said, he divulged himself so much into the role itself. But then he decided this was the movie he wanted to direct. So besides the fact, yeah, that he did everything that he did, acting the role and, you know, sounding just like his brother, his older brother in the film, Sam Elliott, he actually directed everyone throughout the process, which I thought was utterly amazing. To be that good in the role that you have, plus you took on every aspect of directing the film. So I think he's definitely due.
He is due. You know, I like it when people who have paid their dues.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely paid his dues. He's deserving of it.
So we got to check out the Golden Globes. The movie of the week is the
On the Basis of Sex, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg story.
That, you know what? I did see the previews, and I didn't quite figure it out. All I kept seeing was the word sex.
<That's> and, you know, and it's funny.
And I really
said,
didn't know.
Without giving too much of it away, that is addressed.
Just because it's a female.
Movie. Right.
I was sex. Mm-hmm. I was not thinking of female or male.
Yeah, right.
I was in the wrong.
I saw that in the movie theater, and I was like, what is,
yeah,
what is this movie about?
Well, and I didn't know either.
Why it's named that is she took on a very large, you know, God, what's the word I'm trying to come up with? She went to court. She went to fight in the Supreme Court for a gentleman, not a woman, who was denied taxes, you know, like it's not a rebate. What do you call it when you get, you know, isn't this
refund?
Terrible? Thank you. I mean, you know,
close
no,
enough.
I mean, but what do you call it?
I couldn't
when
say
you
ultrasound
to
for 4 days, so don't worry about it. I want to keep saying Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You know, when you get a rebate on your taxes because of something, and he was taking care of his mother, and he was denied the rebate that you get on your taxes for taking care of his mom because he was
deduction?
A man. Yeah, thank you, Kelly.
I was like, as soon as you said that,
yes,
I'm like, are we talking about
deduction? Yeah,
gotta mail them rebates.
Right, there you go. Yeah,
with all the right information.
Well, one of our good friends, who's a CPA, is like, Kathy, seriously, what is your deal? Yeah, he was denied the deduction on his taxes for the care he is providing while he was working, and the whole thing was, and you have to remember, you know, back in the 70s when, you know, all of this was happening. He was denied because he was a male, and a male should not have to provide. That's a female's role.
Wow.
And so even though he was a single man, he'd never been married, and he was, you know, providing for his mother while he was working because he brought in home care for her, he was denied that deduction. Hmm. So that was the case that her and her husband took on and went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the funny thing is, they had changed a lot of things. When that actual court case was, you know, decided.
How much money was it?
And they never tell you the amount.
Because I'm just sitting here thinking that I had to go to the Supreme Court, so how much of our taxpayers' dollars paid for this?
For this,
like, they could have been probably cheaper just to pay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think fighting it, and I know I'm not going to remember the exact number, but I think there was like 170 other laws that were on the books at the time that, you know, Congress had approved that were also sexually discriminating. So it was a whole big process that really made everyone stop and think, you know, is all of this really based on the sex? But it was our society, and it was how people thought, you know, back in the day, that, you know, a man provides and a woman stays home and takes care of the children. And like I said, and the fact that she took on this huge case and then ended up being a Supreme Court justice after all of this, well,
I just
really
want to
cool.
say I'm
cool.
I'm good with staying home now. If we want to go back, I am okay staying home.
I'll even put the pearls on. You
I
know?
Will.
Yeah,
I will wear whatever you want.
There you go.
I'm over it. Thanks a lot, women out there that wanted to make a stance. Now I got to work all the time. Thank you.
You asked for it. You got it.
There you go.
So,
there
Kathleen, if they want to find out more about your movies and what's going on and your pick of the week, where do they go?
Oh, please go to matineechat.com.
And you can find you on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And
oh, yeah.
You have everywhere. A lovely website that Grover always pulls up and checks out when you come on, too. Oh. So he knows what's going on. And my headphone just went crick-crick.
Thank you for
so
that.
We went to go see that. Aquaman.
And
we liked it.
We did
she
like
liked it.
It
a lot.
Good. Okay. Well, you know, poor Gordon. I mean, Amber Heard wasn't too hard to look at either.
No, he had a hard time with that one.
Wow. Yes. And, you know, but I really did enjoy the movie beyond, you know, we just talked about really good. Jason Momoa is a fantastic actor, and
he was on Baywatch.
Guy. Yeah.
And Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it was great. I mean, you have to go in with the intention that you're going to see a
comic book movie.
Yeah. Right. You know, you're not going. And it was the cinematics or whatever you want to call
the
it.
CGI.
The computer generated graphics.
It was incredible.
Yes.
I mean, it was really, it kept you, you know, constantly into the movie. That's for sure.
Well, and it was 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It was a long movie.
And it didn't seem, it really, to me,
does when you have to use the restroom.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If you're slamming your soda at the very
straight shot
of the
to the restroom
right.
when that puppy mm-hmm. ended.
I was surprised that some of the people that were in the movie, because we didn't really look at the cast or who was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So when we saw Nicole Kidman, I was like, wow. She goes, that's Nicole Kidman. I'm going, no.
Yeah. Or and Julie Andrews, the voice of that big monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dolph Lundgren, who was in Rocky.
Right.
I was like.
And he was in the last Creed movie, too.
I didn't realize that was him, though, the king.
With the red,
the red hair.
Yes.
I loved how the hair, you know, they had flowing in the water and under the water. And
it was a great cast. Mm-hmm. It was a great film. And, you know, and it's really DC going up against Marvel. You know, this is a DC character, Aquaman, and, you know, and Marvel and the Avengers and all of that is going to be coming out, too. So it's really DC pushing to be right where Marvel is. And, you know, I rated Aquaman higher than I rated Black Panther. Now people are screaming on the other end. Can you hear them? But I really thought it was better.
Oh, you know, I did too, because I did see Black Panther too. Mm-hmm. I really did. I liked the beginning as a young boy, and he's at that fish tank, and I'm like, I wanted more of that of him growing up.
And I totally agree. And I really was impressed with the storyline as far as for Aquaman. I mean, there was so many dimensions within the storyline that they worked in, and they worked in so well that they didn't leave you hanging. I hate nothing more than going to a movie where there's so many aspects of the storyline they never finish. Okay, now we're here. Okay, but we never go
and
back
they actually
around
did.
To finish it. And they did.
Yeah, it was really cool how they tied it in, and it came back to being the reason that he was, you know, born from someone from the sea and from the land.
Right.
And now he's here to bring them all together.
And there were some comedic, you know, comedy, you know, funny little lines and things like that.
I won't say anything too much, but I like the scene in the bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
When the bad guys walked up to him.
Yeah, don't say because then you'll know they'll know what happens then.
Yeah.
That was because we were kind of wondering which way that was going to go. And then it was great how it ended up with that. So it's definitely a good one to go see. We enjoyed it. We went to the movies. We went to see Aquaman. We went
to see Mary Poppins.
We went to see the Clint Eastwood.
We're going to be going more.
Mule. Yeah. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. She gave us movie tickets, way too much of movie tickets, though.
I very much
she wants
appreciate...
us to know what she's talking about.
Yeah. She's so tired of us not going to movies. She thinks we can't afford it. So she got us a small, bought one of the theaters practically for us to get to go.
Cut it out. No, actually, I'm so excited every week when you guys let me be on your show. So, I mean, that was just a little way to say thank you. And Gordon was right. Every once in a while, I need you guys to head out to the movie theater. So you do, you know, you can reiterate your thoughts too, because, you know, I'm a critic. People like to listen to what I have to say, but it's really good to have somebody who, you know, doesn't live
maybe
that
actually
world
went to see the
voice
movie.
Their opinion as well.
So. We've decided that we are going to take more time to do things and go to the movies and not try
Relax,
not to work as
not,
hard.
That's right.
And
Aquaman has sold at $846 million mm-hmm. worldwide.
Wow.
Crazy,
in 13 days.
Yep.
That's a lot of moolah. All right, well, we got to break it into some new areas because it's 11:47 and we're winding down. So want to let everybody know our Style Realty tip of the day. We had fun last night meeting with a great couple, Don and Andy, who are getting ready to make a choice to move to Florida. They're literally been in their house all this time redoing it, remodeling. It's amazing. This house is coming soon on the market, which is incredible.
Probably February 1st.
Yeah, and they've made the choice to just go and live in Florida and live the retirement and enjoy life together, just the two of them. And what a awesome thing to be able to do.
Yeah, just say, you know what? We're out of here.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're all striving for at some point?
Right.
Yeah.
So once the kids are grown and all that good stuff.
So the new year's here and we're always looking for ways to improve our health and wealth and all these kind of things. But actually organizing can really help you focus and do better by that. So there's five great ways to get organized. And number one, create a cleaning schedule that, you know, instead of trying to always, you know, do everything on Saturday or the house gets a mess and it's hard to work, is to kind of get a schedule going, you know, where you take care of things certain days or you kind of have a little routine before you go. So what's number two? Do you have yours in front of you?
No, you didn't give me a copy of it.
Yes, I did. I printed two out. So pull out the crock pot, which is awesome. I love doing that myself.
Yes, you did.
See?
I stand corrected. No,
yes,
actually,
you
I
do
sit
stand.
Corrected.
Yes, sit corrected. Because, and I like that. Get that crock pot. There's so many recipes. Put it all in there so you don't eat fast food all the time, which is our question of the day, which we need to get to as well before we end. And we had a lot of great answers on Facebook, too. So our question of the day was, what would be that fast food, if you could only have one, and you had to eat that every day, what would it be? So we got some great answers there. But the crock pot is a great way to get your meal done and it's ready for you when you get home. So what's the next one?
Enlist help. Everyone in the household can help out with daily tasks. Hold a meeting and assign each person with tasks and chores that best suit their interests.
There's only two of us.
Yeah. Roxy, make sure that you
stay off the couch. Set goals and make them manageable. And we talked about that earlier with New Year's. We always want to set all these big goals and then we feel like we failed. You know, don't try to make it so crazy. Just try to even set one a day or something, or even if it's one a month. You know, if it's something big, don't try to just change your whole world up, because then it's depressing when it doesn't happen. So just, you know, set some weekly, manageable, monthly, whatever it takes. And the last one?
Prioritize. The most important way to organize your life is to set priorities.
And be realistic again.
Yes. Not everything has to be accomplished all at once, Kelly. Be realistic and smart.
Start in my
small.
Life.
Set goals based on what's most important.
Yeah, so that's our Style Realty tip of the day. If you are interested in buying or selling, would like our help, we can help you consult. Even if you're not ready and you want us to come over and help you figure out how to even get your home ready, we love doing that. That's probably my favorite thing in the whole world, is getting it ready to sell, and how amazing it can change on a dime. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Small little things can make such a huge
difference
in your home. So
and
even if you're not ready,
yeah
so you can go to StyleRealty.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, the Style Realty team, and we'd love to help. So from there, that takes us
to
what's rocking.
It's gonna be a rocking roll weekend.
It is gonna be a rock and roll weekend, because guess what? Down at the Del Mar Hall tonight, it is the Mississippi Nights reunion. That's right, the second Mississippi Nights reunion. So make sure you go down to Del Mar Hall. That starts at 7:30 tonight. And also the 12th night, the official start of Mardi Gras is tomorrow. So it's always 12 days after Christmas that marks that event. Have you ever been to that, the 12th night?
No. Have you?
No, never have. Johnny Rocket is at Maggie Malone's tonight. Go see my buddies in Johnny Rocket. They will be at Maggie Malone's in Wentzville. The Blues and the Islanders play tonight. Also, the Fabulous Fox still has Anastasia there. You can go see that at 2 p.m. today. So there's time to go get tickets for that, for Anastasia. And that's what's rocking.
Got some good stuff going on. Yeah. What do you want to do tonight?
I've been kind of on a movie kick, haven't I? I've been kind of like, let's go to the
movies. Don't
say let's
yay.
Go to the movies.
We're sitting there and I go, let's go to the movies. I go, no. I just want to stay home. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. She's.
I ate too much popcorn.
Well, and this is why we started doing in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine with our dinner and a movie night. I've been adding a DVD in there too. So even if you don't want to go out, you can still have make
Which
dinner,
I love that.
Have movie night.
And
DVD
our dinner in the movie, actually, that you have, which is cool, you put the High Point Theater in there.
Yes.
And the
High Point.
And the High Point Restaurant.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I have not been.
The High Point Drive-In. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I would really like to.
I heard their burgers are amazing.
Well, there's a picture of the burger in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine. And food pictures, I just want to say, are not easy. And I was impressed with my food picture in that magazine. This
turned
time.
Out amazing.
It looks so
amazing.
Good. I was looking at it. I'm like, okay, now I'm starving to
so
death.
It's our
we
dinner plus a movie equals date night. And we do that every single issue. Kathleen's in charge of that. Joyce finds a great restaurant and a great movie selection to be able to go to. So we sure appreciate that. So what would be your fast food item if you could only have one? What
it's
would
like
it be and from where?
Worst thing. It is. It has to be like 1,500 calories in itself, but I've been addicted to them since I was little.
What is it?
A Big Mac.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
What was that song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise, lip, pickle sauce. Was that the Big Mac one?
Patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, all on a sesame seed bun.
Look at you go.
Gordon, you can't remember what we were talking about last night at the dinner table.
I always say that's so crazy. Give me a song to sing from 1970-something. I'm on it. But what did we have for dinner last night? I'm not.
No clue.
What were we talking about? We didn't stop talking all the way to the restaurant, at the restaurant. I go, what were we talking about? Because we wanted to mention it. And we both looked at each other and got nothing.
Couldn't remember.
And I said, there's literally nothing going up upstairs. Like, I'm completely blank. There's not a single thing there.
That's okay. But I know they're not really good for you. Sorry, McDonald's, they're not. But yeah.
That's okay.
That's
at least it has lettuce on it.
There you go.
That's good for you, right?
And I have managed to pull out that middle bun part. I usually pull those out now. Like, that's going to make a big difference in the carb level.
Yeah.
You pull that middle part of the
bun.
Yeah,
that really doesn't change anything. Grover, what would be your fast food item?
And this one was
taquitos.
I factored out QT on this one. It came down to the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit breakfast or White Castle, and I think ultimately White Castle won out.
Well, that's where you're going to be getting married or engaged.
Absolutely. Well, QT and then, you know, the after party at the White Castle.
I want to see QT pulling a little table for two for the two of you. A little candlelight dinner at QT when you decide to make the question or make the pop the big question. Grover Gordon, that's all G's.
You know what? I've been thinking about this too, and I kind of changed, but I think if it's only one item, because we were talking about this earlier, and we kind of switched it back and forth, but if it's only one item, mashed potatoes and gravy from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would be really good.
I know I have so many too.
I think that would be awesome.
But
yours,
would
Kelly?
Pizza be considered a fast food?
Yeah.
Because is there a drive-up window for pizza?
Some places there.
Someone put Olive Garden, they go, is that fast food?
Little Caesars now is starting like almost like a kiosk thing, I heard, where you can literally go and like place your order and then just go pick it up out of like a...
Sweet. Well, if it's that, I want pizza. If not, I'll take some crinkle french fries.
Somebody put something up. Mark put something that I forgot about was Noggles. Noggles cheese burrito.
You almost freaked out when you read that one.
Yes. And then it changed to Del Taco.
I don't understand how Noggles went out because they were seriously delicious. Was that the one that the big taco too? You get
the macho combination.
Yes.
Yes.
Love that macho
That's
taco.
That's the whole reason we stole the Taco Bell on Main Street. Is the
really?
Bell?
Oh, yeah?
I told you the story. The whole reason we stole it was to paint it orange and write Noggles on it and stick it back up there. And
Gordon has become Kent Earhart.
Okay.
My days with Kent Earhart in the show, I had to hear his stories
over and over.
Gordon is now Kent Earhart.
It relates to the story.
Well, of course. Exactly.
I say macho combination burrito because, you know, I told you guys I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in L.A. for the Critics' Choice Awards. And on the list with my daughter is to hit the closest Del Taco so I can have my macho combination burrito.
Yeah, we need that. So the Taco Bell... We need to see about if that woman still has that because we could probably be rich and famous. I need to give a question right now because we have two tickets to Chemo's to give out. What was the year that Chemo's first started? We mentioned it several times. It was our first restaurant, and you can win the gift certificate to Chemo's. This person want to answer the question?
Yeah, he does want
to. Okay.
What's your name, sir? All right, hold on, Kevin's on hold.
All right, Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
All right, we've got the question for you about what is the year that Chemo's restaurant, we've mentioned it a couple times. It was the year that they first started in business, and we've got two gift certificates for Chemo's.
19...
Come on.
80.
Ah, no, it's a lot less.
Nine.
So sorry. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you
Thanks
so much,
calling,
Kevin.
Listening, Kevin.
All right, we got John on line 2. What is the year that Chemos first started?
1927.
Yes! Woo! Yay! Where's our bell at? We need it. All right, John, if you hang on the line, Grover is going to make sure and get your information, and we'll get these in the mail to you so you can enjoy Chemos, unless you want to pick them up here at the station next week.
I'd rather have mail if it's possible.
All right, Grover will get that information. If you hang on, we got to end the show in that. We'll get on the line. Thank you so much for listening and calling.
Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year. All right. John is the winner. So good.
Yay, yay, John.
Boy, Chemos, that's awesome. I can't wait to go, too. We're going to go to the Metropolitan so Gordon can experience that. And then we're going to head over to Westport Plaza after they open in February and check it out there. So I want to thank Mark Cusimano for coming on as well. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Happy New Year to you all. Kathleen Kaiser with Matinee Chat. Thank you so much. Grover, as always, pressing the buttons. Give Amanda a hug for us. You ready, Gordon?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
More!
My baby's a